kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino.
Taong 2019 ang maisipan po ng mag-asawang chef na si Andrew at Kim Ambrose mula Sydney na magtayo ng negosyo kasabay ng kanilang full-time jobs sa kusina. Kahit busy, pinagsisikapan ng dalawa na bumuo ng konsepto at makapag-ipon. Dahil marami na ang may mga tindang barbecue, burger at cakes, naisip nilang ibenta ang isa sa katakam-takam na summer treats ng Pilipinas na halo-halo.
Our business is mostly about Filipino treats, which our main feature is ang pinakasikat po nating halo-halo. So inisip namin, ano ba yung pinakamadaling gawin as a small family and at the same time masustain namin para hindi namin mapabayaan yung mga bata at the same time namin pabayaan yung negosyo.
Pero dahil malaki ang gastos at puhunan sa pagpapatayo ng isang shop o cafe o kahit ng restaurant, kwento ni Kim, sinubukan nila ang food trailer.
The goal really is to expand as a business kasi we see a lot of potential. Na alam mo yun, parang ang idea kasi nito is parang bubble tea shop. Yung Conyelo and bubble tea pero Filipino inspired. Mas malaking scale. Pero kasi nung nag-start kami dito sa Australia, siguro 6 years pa lang kami dito sa Australia, no? Masyado pang maaga. So you know naman kung paano magtayo ng business, kailangan mo ng malaking capital. And then we also have to test the waters if it's gonna work. Kasi syempre nag-move kami 2013, tapos 2019, gusto na kagad na yung negosyo. So we're not sure paano siya iti-take ng Filipinos or ng non-Filipinos, ganun. So we thought, okay, bukas tayo ng trailer. Diba? Kasi from there, we can go around, we can check which place is the best. Kasi syempre, kung mag-market ka, mag-festival ka, makikita mo kung saan kang area flop, kung saan area mag-work.
At sa unang taon ng kanilang pagsabak sa ganitong food business, ibinahagi ni Kim yung kanilang mga naranasan at malaking pinagkaiba sa pagkakaroon ng isang pwesto o restaurant.
Ngayon, I think in saying na hindi naman ganun kadaling mag-come up lang kagad ng restaurant and knowing if it's gonna work or not, I think owning a trailer is a good first step. Pero what I'm saying to people is mas marami siyang hard work. Pag nagtayo ka ng restaurant, alam mo yun, gawa ka ng menu mo, tapos mag-set ka ng opening hours, mag-stock ka, magluto ka, mag-open ka, tapos na yung setup mo dun eh. Wala ka ng problema. When it comes to market, you have to know kung saan yung mga best na events. And then you have to apply for each event. Hindi yun basta-basta na pag naka-apply ka, let's say, pasok ka kagad, depende din sa council kung ma-approve ka or depende sa event organizer. And then from there, saka mo palang check yung projections mo. At least with, you know, like, me and Andy have been a chef for a long time. I mean, kung meron ka ng projections sa restaurant, alam mo yun, pag sa isang taon mo, alam mo na kagad kung anong projection mo pag January, February, March, April. Siyempre, kada event is different kasi hindi mo alam kung maraming bang tao or hindi unless sanay ka na talaga na matagal mo na siyang ginagawa every year.
Mas madalas din ang naging inspeksyon sa kanilang food truck sa bawat lugar na kanilang binibisita.
Parehas lang pagdating sa requirements. Like, kung magbubukas ka ng business dito sa Australia, it's different from the Philippines. May mga registration and everything, pero I guess mas mahigpit yung council approval and like, you know, health and safety and all of those things. With mobile food business, you're gonna get an inspection every event. So, kung kunyari, Council of Parramatta, let's say we've joined Parramatta Lanes, obviously the council, while they're having an event, can come inside the trailer and inspect you. So, afternoon, kung the next few weeks, sumali ka ng Liverpool, they have their own inspector there, they can also inspect you. Everything is free, you don't really need to pay for it, but you know, the consistency and at the same time, the standards are higher, kasi syempre mas maraming inspection. I'm not saying pag restaurant, oh, okay na yan, kasi isang beses ka lang naman na-inspect. You still have to keep your standards. But what I'm saying is, mas marami kang, you know, inspection na marireceive pag food truck ka compared to pag restaurant ka.
Marami mang permit at proseso sa kada event ang kanilang pinupuntahan. Masaya naman ang mag-asawa sa tuwing dinadayo sila at sinusuportahan ang mga kababayan na nakakakilala sa kanilang produkto.
There's also positive in owning a truck. Like if you ask me, ang maganda nun is you move around so people can see you. Nandyan yung loyalty, I guess that's the right word. May loyalty yung tao sa'yo kasi minsan ka lang nilang makita or hindi ka laging nasa lugar na yon. So kung talagang gusto ka nilang makita or gusto nilang makain yung pagkain, mapupunta at pupuntahan ka nila because they know you're not always there. Tapos, yun, may loyalty. Alam mo yung pag kunyari may restaurant ka, tas andyan ka lang. Nandun minsan yung fear na, oh, okay lang yan, next time na lang tayo pumunta because they're always open. Mm-hmm. But with the mobile food business, lagi nilang gusto na pagbukas ka, pupuntahan ka nila kasi minsan ka lang nandun. I mean, those are just our own observation. I guess for every business, it's different.
Nang magsimula ang pandemic, nawala ang mga events at nagsara ang ilang nasa food industry dahil sa hirap na makabayad sa renta ng mga pwesto. Ayon sa Australian Mobile Food Vendors Group, ang food truck business model ang naging takbuhan ng maraming restaurant owners. Sa ngayon, mahigit 5,000 mobile food business na sa buong bansa. At bilang diskarte naman ni Kim at Andro, naghanap sila ng mga market o palengke na makakapagbigay ng mas stable na schedule para sa kanilang food business. At ginamit rin nila ang social media para mas makilala.
Nung COVID kasi parang na sumasali kami ng events. At tas nung bago mag-COVID, I think we have 7 events canceled kasi nga wala nang event. Lockdown. So everything was canceled. And then I have a friend, they own Swirl Deli. So sabi nila, you have to check it out. Kasi syempre kung wala ka, that's one of the disadvantages of owning a truck is finding a stable place where you can trade. Right? So nung COVID, yun sabi nila, what can you try sa Parkway Markets? They're only open on the weekends and stuff. So sabi namin, sige, try namin. Trade kami ng 1 week. So syempre, hindi pa kami masyadong sikat noon. I think we opened the business September and then we stopped at Parkway Market. Yung first trading namin was December. So we're just, 3 months old? Mm-hmm. Tapos nag-COVID na. So syempre, sa simula, walang may kilala sa amin. Ganun. But I guess, lagi ko sinasabi sa mga bagong negosyante na nagtatanong, hindi porket you fail in the beginning, you stop there. Alam mo yun? Dire-diretso ka lang, magpapakilala ka eh. Alam mo yun? Kahit saan ka lugar pumunta, magpapakilala ka. So, ganoon. So, nandun lang kami every week, week in, week out. And then, nung nag-pandemic na nag-lockdown, I try to use Facebook and Instagram as, yung magbo-boost ka ng post.
Yes.
Like spend $15 per post or $10. Mm-hmm. So just so people can see you. And then after the lockdown, yun, marami nang pumunta kasi nung lockdown, nakita daw nila sa Instagram, nakita nila sa Facebook, and that's where it all began. So mas marami na kaming naging customer, alam nila na nandun kami. Until ngayon, siguro 2 years na kami sa Parkley, we've felt that yung business is stable na. Mm-hmm. In the way na dahil alam na ng tao na nandun kami, they already have a schedule of going there when we are open.
Sa karanasan ni Kim, importante ang naging papel ng kanilang digital strategy sa pagnenegosyo. Bukod kasi sa mga kababayan, nakakakuha din sila ng atensyon mula sa ibang influencers at food bloggers na mas mabilis na makakapagpakalat ng impormasyon online.
70% ng mga customers namin na pumupunta is based from Instagram and Facebook. We just recently got advertised sa BuzzFeed video. And from our projections nung week after that, just one post from BuzzFeed, almost na double yung sales namin the week after that. So, malaking potential talaga yung social media. So, that's why I've been telling people, it's okay to do those kind of boost for post para mag-advertise. Kasi it works a long way. Kasi, yung radius mo mas lumalaki pag mas nakita ka ng ibang tao sa ibang lugar. Kasi if you're a restaurant and let's say hindi ka nag-advertise, you're not using marketing, ang makakakilala lang sa'yo is yung traffic mo na naglalakad sa kalsada or yung word of mouth na, kain kayo dito kasi masarap. So I guess as a business, you need to start using these tools and invest at least a little bit para mas makilala ka talaga.
At sa pagpapatuloy po ng ating kwentuhan, alamin naman natin mula kay Kim kung ano ang laman ng kanilang bestseller na Halo Halo.
Yung meron is yung mga pinaka-favorite ng tao. So from the bottom, you're gonna have beans, you have langka, you have makapuno, nata, kaong, and then there's jellies and sago. You have ube jam. And then there's also, syempre, di mawawala yung leche flan tsaka ice cream on the top.
Yes. And sa lahat ng ingredients, alin yung pinakamahirap ngayon ang supplier, pinakamahirap kunin?
So part yan ng ano ng planning process at saka, you know, learning process ng pagbubukas ng negosyo. Like this year, sabi ko nga kay Andrew, baka kung hindi pa natin to na experience, hindi natin malalaman to in the long run pag lumaki na pala yung business na ganun pala. Like every obviously every autumn, every winter, it's very hard to find those Filipino ingredients yung inaangkat natin sa Philippines, like nata or kaong. Medyo nagkakaubusan yan pagdating ng malapit na yung winter kasi yung mga supplier natin from dito sa Sydney na kumukuha sa Philippines, hindi sila kumukuha masyado kasi walang masyadong bumibili dahil masyadong malamig. Pero pag kunyari ganitong season na mainit, kahit na anong buwan yan, may stock tayo. Minsan lang tayo mawawalan.
Sa ngayon, nagsimula na rin silang magminatamis ng sarili nilang sahog, lalo na yung mga ingredients na mahirap bilhin mula Pilipinas tulad ng beans. Patuloy din ang kanilang pag-i-improve ng kanilang mga produkto. Mula sa 7 klase ng ice desserts noon, ngayon na doble na ito sa kanilang menu. Pero dahil maliit lang ang espasyo, nagiging malikhain sila sa pagpapalit-palit ng mga inaalok na pagkain bawat season.
I think meron na kaming 13, 14, I think like that. Pero tapos, in-interchange lang namin yung iba, tinatanggal namin or sinastop muna namin based sa weather. So, pag winter and autumn, which will start, I think, April, meron kaming taho, which is a favorite, syempre, ng mga Pilipino. Tapos pag summer, spring, nandyan yung ice crumble, kapalit ng taho. Pero ngayon meron na kami na, I think from 3 conyelos, we have 6. And then from 3 drinks, we have maybe another 6. And then we also have toron, which is a Filipino favorite. And then we have buko pie and we have peach mango pie.
Mainit naman ang naging pagtanggap ng iba't ibang lahi sa mga malalamig na desserts na kanilang binebenta. Dahil labis na ipinagmamalaki ni Kim at ni Andrew ang pagkaing Pilipino, masaya silang maipakilala ito sa Australia sa sarili nilang paraan.
Yung mga Asian countries, syempre alam natin yan, meron din silang sarili nilang version. Like for example, yung Koreans, may bingsu or yung mga Vietnamese, Indonesian I think, meron silang kacang or cendol. So, sa kanila, madaling lang naiintindihan. So, may mga ganun kami Asian country na gets na nila kagad, alam na nila kung paano yung procedure. For other Western cultures or kahit sa Australians, minsan medyo sa una parang skeptical pa rin. Na parang, ano yun? Ngayon lang namin siya narinig. Which is cute. Kasi at least, you know, we have something different and at the same time, familiar na pwedeng mong ituro. Na ano yun, may enjoy nila. So, yan, pag natikman nila tapos nasarapan sila, yan, nagiging regular customer na rin namin na nakaka-amaze na makikita mo talagang may great potential yung Filipino food or Filipino desserts na ino-offer natin. I think we just have to make sure we do it right. Yes. You know, like, as a business, syempre, it has to be masarap and at the same time, you know, presentable. Kasi for us, like I think if you've checked out our Instagram, we always make sure na ice eats first. Para madaling ma-attract yung mga tao.
At maraming salamat kay Kim Ambrose sa pagbabahagi ng kanilang kwento, oras at mga kaalaman tungkol sa pagpapatakbo ng food trailer business.
I-like, i-share, mag-comment, sundan ang SBS Filipino sa Facebook.